This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler.
Stepping in for the fourth hour today here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to cover some very interesting aspects of this today. And I know that my priorities and views on this have differed somewhat from some other InfoWars guests. You know, tensions are running kind of high right now. But there's some key things that we all agree on. And that is that socialism and communism are so dangerous that those forms of bad government will kill vastly more people than this pandemic could ever dream of. And so part of what I'm going to focus on today is, I mean, yes, COVID-19 is real. Yes, you know, tens of thousands of people are dying in America. But those numbers could be dwarfed by the deaths of socialism and communism if we allow those systems of tyranny to take over the United States. And with Governor Cuomo today announcing that there's going to be another 30 days of lockdown, well into, you know, mid-May now in New York and Connecticut and New Jersey and so on, it's progressing as we had warned, that these lockdowns are going to continue for a very long time. And even when society is opened back up again, what are the criteria going to be for governors like Cuomo to lock people down again? And could this be, you know, 1 month of freedom, 2 months of lockdowns. 1 month of freedom, 2 months of lockdowns. You know, are we approaching the day where you're going to be arrested by a drone that scans your biometric, you know, RFID chip or armband with your immunity passport? You know, what's this turning into? It's very dangerous what is happening right now. And even though, yes, it's true that there's some danger going out in public and protesting this virus without a mask on, let's say, yeah, you could catch the virus. Yeah, you can. It's very infectious. It's a biological weapon. But what's the relative danger of allowing, let's say, the Federal Reserve to take over our entire economy, of transitioning into a Soviet-style economic system of top-down control where we, the people, have no rights remaining whatsoever, where we are tracked and poked and prodded and injected at gunpoint? And we have to carry papers or RFID chips or mandated apps on our mobile devices with Apple tracking and Google tracking and government tracking of our antibody status. We're going to be discriminated against based on what's in our blood or what's not in our blood. You won't be able to get on an airplane without having the correct antibodies in your blood. You're going to have to prove your blood status in order to get on a plane, to board a train, to go to a sporting event, maybe to walk down the sidewalk. You'll be a prisoner in your own home if you don't have the correct antibodies. That's what this is coming to, and it's a very, very dangerous time. So we're going to focus on that. Yeah, we're going to talk about the real deaths. We're going to talk about how to protect yourself from this. I'm just checking my notes here. We're going to talk about the zombie economy. Dead people are receiving bailout money now. That's how insane this is becoming. Dead people getting bailout money. It's where this is going is utterly insane. And real quick to the producers, I'm not seeing the clock, so just fade in the music when we go to break so I can catch that. But the zombie economy is not functional long term. You can't pay oil drillers to not drill. You can't pay people to not work. I mean, you can do it for a temporary period of time during the mandatory lockdowns, but what about after that? People want to get back to work. People want to have a purpose in their lives. and I hear the music, so we are going to break right now. But we're going to talk about all those things and much more. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here for the fourth hour today of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break with all those details and much more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of BQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, Mike Adams continuing here. I've got the hour. Thank you for joining me. We have a lot of important issues to cover right now. And as I mentioned in the last segment, which you may have missed, depending on what radio station you're listening on, I know that tensions are running really high right now, and opinions and analysis varies quite a bit. And I've, you know, my own projections and numbers and explanations have been at odds with other guests here on InfoWars. But that's part of the beauty of independent media, is that you do get a lot of different views. You get a lot of different analysis. Of course, you know, I'm confident that what I'm bringing you is the best information that I can muster for you. I always try to give you accurate numbers, and that's my mission today as well. And the good thing is, you know, you can decide what you think is most appropriate for you and what you wish to follow and, you know, how seriously you need to take this thing. But the one thing that we all agree on, and this is part of my focus today, is that socialism and communism are far more dangerous than any pandemic. I mean, even if this pandemic swept across the country and killed 5 million Americans, which is technically possible if there were no mitigation efforts whatsoever, it could kill 5 million people. However, communism would probably kill, you know, 100 million, maybe, if we let the communists run the country. They would have death camps that dwarf the COVID-19 quarantine deaths. You know what I mean? You want to see mass graves in a country? You go throughout history, you look at Stalin, you look at Chairman Mao, you look at Pol Pot, you look at the mass murderers of history, even Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich, which was really a radicalized, you know, left-wing, socialist, fascist type of regime. And communist China today is incredibly dangerous to our world. And we must focus on the priorities here. Yes, we have to survive the pandemic. We have to take precautions. And I'll talk about some of that today. And basically, most of the listeners to this show are already doing the right things. You probably have stored food. You're probably maybe wearing a mask out in public if you suspect other infected people are around. You're probably taking zinc, you know, vitamin D3, you're taking care of your health. Maybe you're doing a multivitamin from the InfoWars store. You're doing things that are helping you boost your immune system, because this is really a immunodeficiency type of disease that attacks people with weakened immune systems. A healthy person who's got good nutraceuticals is extremely unlikely to be killed by this infection, even though it is a biological weapon. But on top of all of that, we must very soon, and some people are already starting to do this, you know, protests in Michigan, for example, we must very loudly tell the government that they've gone too far with the tyranny, with the mandatory lockdowns and the coming mandatory vaccines. If we do not assert our rights as individual Americans, our right to exercise religion, our right to exercise free speech, our right to control our own bodies, If we don't exercise these rights, we will lose them, and it is happening by the day very, very quickly. Now, what I do understand here, you know, as a functioning scientist, I'm a published scientist, science author, and so on, I called for lockdowns in early March, and the lockdowns were temporarily necessary until we learn more about this. Now I'm calling for ending the lockdowns because we now have the knowledge of how to get America back to work with these nutritional supplements, with wearing masks, and enhanced testing so that we can really identify what are called asymptomatic carriers, you know, people who are spreading it and they don't even know they have it. If we can identify those people, then we can get our economy working again. And yet what I see with Governor Cuomo in this announcement today is that the New York governor doesn't seem to be that interested in getting New York back to work again. He wants another 30 days of lockdown. And then he says, after that, we'll see what happens. He could extend it till the end of May or, frankly, till the end of June. There's really no limit. And it begs the question, at what point do we, the people, have to say, no, we are no longer going to be prisoners in our own homes and apartments. We're no longer going to allow you, the governor of New York, and others to decimate our economy and drive us into starvation and destitution and socialism. Because at some point, that reaction by the governor of New York becomes more dangerous than the disease itself. And I'm someone who has reiterated the danger of this disease, probably more than anyone here on InfoWars. You know, I've warned where this could go. Early on, I said this could have gone to 2 million deaths by July if we didn't take early steps. Fortunately, we took steps. We locked down the cities temporarily, and then I altered my projections to 45,000 to 90,000 Americans dead by the end of July. And that was at a time when the White House was saying there's going to be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths. I didn't see those numbers being real, and I said so publicly. I said, no, the White House numbers are too large now. Based on the social distancing factors that are in place, I believe we can keep the deaths under 90,000 through July. Today, the official deaths from the CDC are right around 33,000 plus. Now, I know there's some debate about what they consider to be deaths versus probable deaths and so on, but that number is in the 30,000s, and it's going to go into the 40,000s. So probably, looking at things right now, we're going to end up with maybe 50 to 60,000 deaths by the end of July, which is right in the middle of what my projection said. So I have been someone who tried to sound the alarm early on about where this was going, and I think you'll find that the projections that I've modeled mathematically actually turn out to be among the most accurate that are out there. And, of course, I adapted my projections once the social distancing went into place and the lockdowns went into place, which, again, was necessary temporarily. So when you hear me say it's time to end the lockdowns, I think that carries a lot of maybe extra weight versus somebody who always said no lockdowns were necessary. I'm saying I understand the effectiveness of social distancing. I understand the 30,000 deaths that are occurring, and even I am saying we have to end the lockdowns because, again, the risk of death and economic destruction and destitution, starvation, those risks are now, it's obvious that if we let these Democrat governors run this country into the ground, far more people will die from those events than would have died from the virus. Again, if we had done nothing, there would be 2 million Americans dead by July. But if we revert to socialism, there might be 20 million dead in the next couple of years. I mean, it's impossible to say real projections for that because we don't know what scenarios may unfold. But if we end up just in a civil war alone, millions of Americans could die. You know, laying their lives down to fight for the basic fundamental freedoms that Americans are supposed to defend. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting to the point, and I know a lot of other Americans are, where there's no life at all if you have to live life as a slave under a lockdown medical police state where all the decision makers in Washington, D.C. are run by Big Pharma and they want to put a gun to your head and a needle in your arm and tell you that you're the property of the state and you don't even own your own body. No, thank you. I don't want to live under that system. I'd rather fight and die for freedom than to live under a medical police state tyranny where they're forcing toxic substances into my body and tracking my blood in order for me to engage in commercial transactions. Mark of the Beast technology. No, thank you. I'll save my soul and sacrifice my life if that's what it takes, but I am not surrendering both my soul and my body to this tyrannical Mark of the Beast, demonic, Book of Revelation, end game type of system run by the globalists. Hell no. I will not go down into that system. Even as much as I am a scientist and I understand the numbers and I understand the severity of this, the virus is by far a lower threat compared to tyrannical globalism. And I think you agree with me. Most of you probably agree with me on that point. Doesn't mean we can let our guard down about, you know, having the right nutrition. And even I'm an advocate of wearing masks in public for now. It's not going to be necessary forever. But let's do it now to stop the cycle of the virus so that we can demand the restoration of our freedoms and our liberties, and we can defeat these governments that want to make us prisoners forever in our own home. Can't tolerate that. This is Mike Adams. I'll be back after this break. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Stay with me. Much more straight ahead.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to go to the numbers right now, and we're going to look at COVID-19 deaths versus other events and other causes of death, but then also compare that to the number of deaths caused by, well, bad government and tyranny. So let's get right to the numbers. I've published a couple of charts today and yesterday on my website, Natural News. If you bring up one of those charts to the producers, please, the daily deaths in the United States by cause. And what this shows is that yesterday, the deaths from COVID-19, at least as officially recorded, I know there can be a little bit of debate about that, but the numbers were, well, on April 14th, they were 2,407 people died on that day. That was Tuesday, in the United States from COVID-19 or coronavirus. About 800 of those deaths were in New York alone, which really is being overrun with dead people and, you know, mass graves and body bags everywhere in the hospitals and so on. Now, that on that day, that's the number one cause of death in America. Heart disease killed about 1,700 on that day. Cancer, about 1,600. That's all CDC data, just averaged out over the year. Accidents killed 465, and other causes, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and so on. Notice at the bottom of this chart, seasonal flu kills an average of 94 people per day if you average out the flu deaths across the year. So on any given day in America, about 94 people are killed by seasonal flu, according to CDC statistics. That's roughly about 33,000 or whatever it is, 34,000 people a year. So COVID-19 is peaking. We hope this is the max that we're going to see. We hope it's going to go down from here. But right now, nothing is killing more people in America than COVID-19. But hold on, this isn't over. Let's compare COVID-19 to other events such as 9/11, natural disasters, and so on. I have another chart there that talks about a coronavirus versus 9/11. On 9/11, in that, you could say, rigged but real terrorist attack, where airplanes hit the Twin Towers, and then World Trade Center 7, Building 7, was brought down by demolition. So think about the similarities here. 9/11 was an engineered event that involved real deaths in order to roll out real tyranny, the enhancements of the Patriot Act and domestic surveillance and so on that was used against President Trump's campaign by the deep state, James Comey, you know, Robert Mueller, Clapper, and all these others, and Barack Obama, and so on. So they use the 9/11 event, which it's important to understand, was a real attack with real deaths. Almost 3,000 people, according to official statistics, died on 9/11, and they rigged another building, World Trade Center 7, to be dropped with demolition. So we know they planned it. We know they rigged it. Well, now COVID-19, the coronavirus, is also rigged. In a sense, it's engineered. It was built as a bioweapon, and the COVID-19 deaths in the aggregate, as of today, are, according to official numbers, above 33,000. I think it's 34,000 or thereabouts. So it's over 10 times the number of deaths of 9/11. And also in that chart, we show deaths from Hurricane Maria and Hurricane Katrina, the Las Vegas shooting, and all the way down to Charlottesville, which the left-wing media went insane trying to use Charlottesville to paint every Trump supporter as a neo-Nazi. Charlottesville had a grand total of one death. So think about the left-wing media response to the Charlottesville one death versus these other things like hurricanes and so on, and how the disproportionate response from the media revolved around only one death. Now, you might say, well, the left-wing media is spreading mass hysteria, you might say, about the coronavirus. But what are they not talking about that's a far greater cause of death? That is death by government, death by bad forms of, you know, socialism, communism, government's gone awry. And so there's a study out of the University of Hawaii that's been cited many times on this show. It shows in the 20th century alone, the bad governments killed 262 million people. And that's in China, it's in the Soviet Union, it's in Germany, and so on. It's wars, and it's genocide. And so what I'm actually going to do, I'm going to publish a chart probably tomorrow that compares the coronavirus deaths versus democide, which is government deaths, to show. And I'm doing this over a series of days. I'm trying to really put out good numbers so that people can understand the comparisons and understand relative risk. And the risk of being killed by bad government throughout the last 120 years is much higher than the risk of being killed by this coronavirus, even if the coronavirus continues to spread. Democide is, well, in this article that's being shown on CNBC, the third leading cause of death right now, democide is so dangerous to us that if we allow these tyrants to take over our society because they use a real engineered event, a real bioweapon that did come out of the Wuhan laboratory, that did receive funding from Obama's NIH. $3.7 million went to that lab. That lab was building a biological weapon. That weapon got released, I believe, intentionally. That weapon is devastating the world's economies, and it's killing, you know, in the United States, 33,000 people. It'll probably be 60,000 in a few months. That number is still dwarfed by the number of people killed by bad governments, 262 million people, a quarter of a billion people. And by the way, as those deaths were happening in those years past, that was a much larger percentage of the world population at the time than what you would think today. As the world population, I don't know what it was in, you know, 1925 or 1940. I'm sure we could, obviously we could look it up. But that world population was much smaller than the population today. So in terms of per capita deaths carried out by governments throughout history, they were enormous. They were much larger than anything that you're seeing related to this coronavirus. And the reason I'm driving home this point is, well, it's threefold at least. Number one, you've heard me disagree with those who say the coronavirus is a hoax. The virus is real. Just like in 9/11, the airplanes really did hit the Twin Towers. Those weren't holograms. They used real planes and they sacrificed real people. They killed real Americans in order to achieve their narrative, their goal of rolling out this Patriot Act surveillance state. So remember, these globalists, they want to kill really about 6 billion human beings. They don't mind killing 3,000 to roll out a narrative. They don't mind killing, you know, a million if that's how many die from this coronavirus worldwide over the next year or two. They don't mind killing a million people. To them, that's just getting warmed up. That's like the Bill Gates warm-up round at the batting cage. You know, they're swinging for billions of people to die. They don't care if they kill a million just to establish control over your body with vaccine mandates. They're just getting warmed up, folks. Their real goal is orders of magnitude larger than what they have achieved so far. At least, I don't know how many orders of magnitude. We could do the math, but they don't want to see just 30,000 people die. They don't want to see 30 million people die. They want to see probably 3 to 6 billion people dead. And they can't accomplish that with a virus alone. They can only accomplish it with the vaccine. The vaccine is the death weapon. That's the kill switch. The coronavirus is just being used to set up the vaccine. That's what's going to take out humanity by the billions if we let them get away with it. So that's the important message here. Much more straight ahead. You're watching Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Champions. Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
In this segment, and welcome back, we're going to talk about how to beat the virus and beat the tyranny. That's the slogan for today. And I don't know, call this maybe the Health Ranger approach to how we beat all this. Beat the virus, beat the tyranny. Because you see, the goal of the globalists is to have built this virus, release it to the world, which they did, and then keep it bouncing around and keep people infected until they can roll out a vaccine. So they really want infections to stay high so that they can justify this mandatory vaccine, which will be the kill switch for humanity, by the way. That's the depopulation weapon. It may cause infertility. It may cause deaths upon a secondary infection by some other disease that's released later. So it could be a binary weapon system. That's probably the way they'll run it. But if we beat the virus before they get a vaccine ready, you see it's a race, then it'll become obvious that the vaccine is irrelevant because we've beaten the virus. So how do we beat the virus? And this is why I've been arguing really so passionately about the fact that the virus is real. It really is a biological weapon. They are really killing people with this thing. So we have to take the virus seriously. This is why I've just, you know, publicly disagreed with some people who say it's not real. I believe it is real, and I believe that our path to victory is to first strategize how we beat this virus. And so the way we do that is we get the infections really, really low, close to zero, if possible, across America. And we do that with things that we've covered before, you know, nutrition, but also reasonable social distancing here for a temporary period of time and wearing masks in public as we reopen the economy. The good news in this is I believe that if we are willing to just wear masks for a temporary period of time in workplaces and, in the food factories and so on and in public transportation, I think that that really drops the R-naught value of this virus below 1.0. I can't prove it yet, but I suspect it's true. And the reason I suspect this is because of Taiwan. So Taiwan, you know, where I live for a period of time, my wife is from Taiwan, you know, I speak Mandarin Chinese. Taiwan has beat this virus for the most part without resorting to lockdowns. The Taiwan model is actually the best model in the world. And how did they do it? Especially given that they have very high density cities such as Taipei, right? I mean, I used to live in Taipei, very high density city, a lot like New York City. They've also got Taichung and Tainan and other cities that are very high density throughout the island nation of Taiwan. How did they beat it? They did it with wearing masks and also having good contact tracing, and they really enforced quarantines of individuals who tested positive, which is a necessary medical step to stop this from spreading. And so if we can follow the Taiwan model, then I think we can beat this virus very quickly, and we can get the number of cases down close to zero to the point where the vaccine proponents can't make the argument that everybody needs to be vaccinated because this thing is blown wide open and everybody's going to get infected. No. If we control the virus and we beat the virus by having the discipline and the medical knowledge to just say, yeah, masks are effective. They work because a person who has the virus, when they wear a mask, they're not spraying out the virus every time they talk. You know, hey, say it. Don't spray it, Bob. You know, some people, they spit a lot when they talk. We got to stop those people from spreading the virus. And then secondly, nutrition. All the things we talked about, elderberry and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and magnesium and turmeric and all those things that you know about that are not proven against the coronavirus, but are very well known to help support natural immune function, an immune response that your body needs. I think that if we do those things, and, you know, we have to control the borders. We have to control incoming flights from countries that have a lot of infections. You know, we've got to control our borders. Use the military if necessary. Control the border. Especially, by the way, this thing's going to get out of control in Mexico very soon. I've actually been looking at this. It's going to get bad in Mexico. It's going to get bad in Brazil. It's going to get bad on the African continent and certain African nations. And in Iran and certain other places where it's not well controlled. Mexico has only just begun. So probably, this is my projection, within about 8 to 10 weeks, we're going to start seeing a lot of people who are infected in Mexico attempting to cross the border into the United States and go to sanctuary cities where they can get free medical care because they know they're infected. So they're going to be importing this disease into the United States in numbers that will demolish the steps that we've taken to control it ourselves. So you're going to have infected people walking through Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California seeking sanctuary cities. This is why controlling the border is critical to controlling this disease and defeating the tyranny, defeating the globalists. So if there were ever a time to build the wall and deploy the military and control this border, this is it. President Trump, this is it. You either protect the border now or you surrender our country to a wave of infections that's going to come in over the next few months. Mark my words, it's coming. There's no question about it. It's going to get out of control in Mexico. And by the way, they will not resort to lockdowns in Mexico. And not in any way that you've seen in New York and Connecticut, for example, because Mexico, the workers there, you know, you can't disrupt their lives for 30 days because there's a lot of the low-wage workers in Mexico really depend on a daily payment or a once a week at the most just to be able to buy food and survive, and especially in rural Mexico. You can't lock those people down for 30 days. They'll just have riots because they can't go 30 days without starting to starve to death. Oh, and I forgot to mention India. The situation in India is going to get very bad. This nationwide lockdown of the entire country of India with only a four-hour notice, this is leading to mass starvation by the tens of millions already. By the tens of millions. And it's going to be hundreds of millions in India soon. There might be, if this isn't ended, this lockdown, there might be more people starving in India soon than the entire population of the United States. That's how bad it's going to get. And those people, eventually, when, you know, nine meals from anarchy, right? When you're starving to death, you're going to rise up. If you can't eat and you're going to die anyway as a prisoner in your own home or apartment, there's no risk of rising up and demanding your rights and your freedoms to go to work and earn a living and put food on the table. And the people of India are probably going to approach that moment of shared realization very soon. Maybe 60 days. I don't know how long it's going to, maybe sooner, a lot sooner. So America, even as we get this virus under control in America and we get the deaths way down, we get the new infections way down, there are going to be threats from outside this country, especially Mexico, because they can walk across the border. And you're going to have Democrats, of course, arguing, like Governor Newsom, arguing, oh, we have to let these people come in. We have to treat them. He's giving out free money to illegals all over California. Hundreds of millions of dollars of free money to illegals while the American people are suffering and dying in California. Not in huge numbers yet there. Hopefully they can keep that under control. But the American people are suffering economically all over California. Why are you handing out money to illegals who didn't even pay taxes, to income taxes? Maybe they paid sales taxes, but not income taxes. Something is horribly wrong with that model. It's going to be Democrats arguing to let infected people into the country because they want to keep it going. They want to keep the infections running. They want to keep people dying and desperate and totally freaked out so they can roll out a global vaccine kill switch. That's what this is all about, is extending these infections. And that's why I say our duty as patriots, our duty as Americans, is to beat this virus quickly. And that's how we beat the tyranny. We beat the globalists by beating the virus. So take your nutritional supplements. Wear a mask in public. This is my take on it. I know some people disagree. But I'm saying beat the virus, we beat the tyranny. So when the day comes that they roll out that vaccine and they've got vaccine SWAT teams knocking on your door with a gun in your face, here, you're required to take this vaccine. Before that day comes, we need to be able to say, hey, we've got this thing beat. We don't need your death weapon immunization system. We've already beat this virus. We did it as Americans. We did it with common sense approaches. We don't need your death science medicine. That's the strategy. That's the Health Ranger strategy, okay? That's what I'm laying out there. And I'll wrap this up in one more segment on the other side. Stay with me. Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, Our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls another inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going
through. This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
You wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Make no mistake, no matter where we fall on the spectrum of concern about coronavirus or whether different people think it's real or fake or the deaths are high or low or the death certificates are real or fake or whatever, wherever people are on that spectrum, we're all on Team Humanity. That's what we all have in common. And it's clear that we are going to have to defeat the globalists as well as defeating the virus in order for humanity to have a future. That is my focus. I've spent the last couple of months really trying to warn people and wake people up to how deadly this biological weapon is. And I think that's done. I don't think there's anybody out there who doesn't know how dangerous this thing can be. You know, because most people know somebody, at least on the East and West Coast, they know somebody who's either infected or has died from this. Because, the number of deaths is getting so large. But I don't think we have to keep trying to wake people up. Hey, this is a biological weapon. People get that now. The bigger threat, as I've said this entire hour here, is the tyranny that's coming down, the tyranny that's coming for you, and how they're going to lock you up for as long as they can and starve you to death and make you a food slave. Because if you can't eat, you'll give up everything eventually, depending on how hungry you get. You'll trade your rifle for a meal. at a FEMA camp if it gets that bad. And don't ever allow yourself to be in that situation. That's when you do become a slave. If you don't have a food supply, if you can't take care of yourself, then they've got you right where they want you. So in this final segment today, let me talk about a couple of things. It's really crucial to know. First of all, I'm going to make a commitment to you today. I've been trying to get this done for a long time, but by the time I come on next week, I want to be able to show a special report, just a short video, of how to make colloidal silver using silver eagles, silver rounds, from the U.S. Mint. And, you know, a lot of people use silver wires to make silver, which is great. It works. But I've been doing a lot of experimentation. I've actually scaled up industrial-level colloidal silver production for my own purposes. And I found that the higher the surface area of your silver anode and cathode, which is really what it is, because you put positive and negative current on them, the higher the surface area, the more you can make very tiny particle silver. In other words, silver wires are fine, but if you use silver coins, it's even better. Now, silver coins are not 99.99% pure silver. There are other elements in there, but wouldn't you know it, I've got a lab and I can test for heavy metals. So what I'm about to do is actually make colloidal silver with silver coins, send that to the lab and get an elemental analysis of what else is in it exactly. Is it, you know, is it zinc? Is it aluminum? You know, what is it? If it's aluminum, obviously we don't want to drink that because that would be bad, but you could still use it topically to sanitize surfaces and so on. But what's actually in the silver coin? We're going to find out, man. We're going to do the science on this. And I commit to you, I really hope I can keep this promise. I guess it depends on how crazy the world gets, but I want to be able to bring you a video report next week here on this show that shows you how to make silver using silver coins. And one of the key things is you have to reverse the electrodes every couple of hours, and you will turn your silver coins basically kind of black looking. So you'll ruin them as currency, okay? But silver is not that expensive. You know, you can get a silver coin for, I don't know what, $20 or $25 or whatever it is. You just need two coins, and you can do this. And you just switch the polarity. I'll show you how to do that in the video. You just need 3 9-volt batteries, and you need some alligator clips, and then you need some clothespins, and you need some deionized water, which is basically distilled water. So if you want to get some supplies ready for that, you know, for that demonstration, that's it. That's the whole list. Get 3 9-volt batteries. I like the lithium batteries. Get some alligator clips so you can clip onto the battery terminals and clip onto the silver coins. You're going to need some clothespins, a little bit of wire, a vessel, like a jar, you know, like a wide mouth canning jar, and some deionized water. And that's it. And you can make your own colloidal silver, you know, dirt cheap. One of the reasons I mention that, too, is because, you know, InfoWars was really threatened heavily by the FTC and the FDA for selling silver products, the same products that are sold everywhere else. And because of that, I don't even know the status. I think InfoWars temporarily may have pulled those products. I don't know the status. Maybe they're back online. I don't know. But I think that every American needs to have this skill set, because we may be in a civil war. We may be in a situation where you got to make an antibacterial medicine yourself at home. This is a way to do it. And so if you stockpile silver coins, I mean, think about how amazing this is. Out of the silver, you can barter. It's money. It's a store of wealth. And you can make medicine out of it. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's silver. Silver coins is the answer here. Of course, it's hard to get silver coins right now, but if you're willing to pay a premium, you know, maybe you pay $35. I don't know, that's overpriced for compared to spot price, but for the purposes of making medicine, I mean, I haven't done the math yet, but I think you can make thousands of gallons of colloidal silver from just 2 silver coins. I have to do the math, but that would be thousands of gallons of maybe 20 parts per million silver. I mean, it hardly uses any silver at all to make colloidal silver. So, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody out there that commercially sells colloidal silver. This is not some kind of veiled attack or anything. I just want everybody to have this skill set. It's important to be able to make our own medicine and to be more self-reliant. And, you know, I say this as someone who, myself, we sell silver products, but maybe I'm hurting my own sales. Fine. That's fine. Everybody needs this skill set. And I'm sure Alex would agree with that philosophy as well. And the reason you buy silver products from InfoWars store is because they've just done all the work for you. I mean, it takes work to do this yourself. It's trouble, you know. And so commercial producers do it more conveniently, and they have more you know, standard quality controls and so on. So if InfoWars store has silver that comes back online, then definitely support InfoWars. Otherwise, make it yourself. I'm going to try to show you how to do that. So anyway, and I say all that just as an independent person. I don't have any financial ties to the InfoWars store. I'm just an independent commentator, and so that's just my independent opinions on that. In case the regulators are watching, I'm not here promoting any particular product. I'm just promoting self-reliance. I'm just trying to help people, get food supplies as well. Food is really crucial in all of this. If there's food, there may be food right now, plenty of food in the country for people, but it's not getting distributed. And so, you know, if the food's not in your local grocery store, what are you going to do about food supplies? Right now, I know that some officials in Washington are saying there's plenty of food, but it's not in all the stores. So you've got to have food supplies squared away. And that's part of how we beat the globalists right now, too, is we have backup food supplies. We do home gardening. I'm hatching baby chicks. As you know, I've got, I think, 14 or 15 chickens that have hatched so far to produce eggs in a few months. I've talked about sprouting. It's about food self-reliance. You know, the same thing. You can make your own food. Pork plants are being shut down, right? And food processors that use a lot of low-wage labor, well, a lot of those people don't want to take the risk of possibly being infected, so they're staying home. And a lot of the food processors are being shut down. Amazon is shutting down warehouses even right now from time to time, you know, temporarily, because they spot somebody with an infection. So there's going to be disruptions in food supplies. And so all these things I've talked about in this segment are things that you can do to increase your self-reliance and your readiness and your level of health and get a hold of, you know, the zinc picolinate, the zinc gluconate. You can get bulk zinc powders that you can blend into a smoothie. Just use a small amount. You can overdose on zinc if you don't want to put heaps of it in a smoothie. So keep the dosing, whatever's reasonable, whatever's recommended by your doctor. Keep it reasonable. But you can acquire that. You can stockpile zinc. And I find it interesting that we're living in a time when the table of elements provides so many answers for us, whether it's gold or silver or zinc or, you know, copper. Copper has antibacterial properties. It's used in some hospitals to kill superbugs on surfaces even. You know, these elements have amazing value to us. And if we are just wise enough to understand what the elements are used for, and if we are wise enough to acquire them, then we can really protect ourselves. And that's the ultimate message of what I'm all about here. And I understand that, you know, my opinions are pretty passionate from time to time. That's because I really care. I have compassion for you. I care about beating these globalists. I care about human freedom. I care about human health. And, you know, sometimes my passion can run a little hot. I get it. Just like Alex's can. Maybe his runs a little hot, more hot than mine from time to time. But we're all passionate about Team Humanity here. We want humanity to win. We want humanity to survive. And my job here on the show, and I thank Alex for allowing me to be a fill-in host, my job is to bring you the best and most accurate information that I can in the best way possible, the most honest and transparent way possible. That's what I'm here to do. So I pray for all of you listening today. I pray for America. God bless America. God bless you. Do your part. Get prepared. And we can defeat this virus, and we can defeat the tyranny, defeat the globalists, and maybe we can protect America for generations to come. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for watching.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.